Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading. Genesis chapter 27. Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake to Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him to be as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went, and fetched, and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword thou shalt live and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand, then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, and arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do to me? May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, I say this a lot, but I don't know how it would be possible to unfold all of the important things in just a few moments that are in this chapter. As a narrative, it reads straightforwardly enough. It is easy to see what has happened historically. However, theologically and psychologically, it is a little bit different. Remember that there was a day just a short while ago in the lives of the patriarch and his wife, Isaac and Rebekah, where she was pregnant and she had twins in her womb striving with one another. And the Lord told her, Two nations are in thy womb, and the elder shall serve the younger. Isaac, however, for all of his faithfulness that we do see, had this soft spot for his eldest son, Esau. Let us remember what the Lord says about Esau. Oh yeah, I hate him. Let us remember what the Lord says about Jacob. Oh yeah, I love him. Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. It is very clear here then that Isaac has chosen the wrong side, and that as public knowledge. Isaac has chosen the wrong side. However, in God's economy, the means are more important than the end. We work means and outcomes belong to God. And so the procedure that Rebecca and Jacob take up here is indeed a sinful procedure. And I know, I can almost hear it. They could justify it. Just a minute now, Pastor Riddell, hold on a second. Doesn't the blessing and the birthright belong to Jacob? Isn't he the one whom the Lord originally prophesied would be that progenitor, that heir of the covenant people? Isn't he the one through whom Messiah will come? Of course, the answer to all those questions is a resounding yes. Yes. So then, we might ask Rebekah and Jacob, why did you not wait on the Lord for His timing? Why did you not wait and let the Lord bring those things to pass? Why not adopt the policy of David, who, although he had the anointing upon him and was told he would be king, would not lift up his hand against the Lord's anointed? Why would we not develop that kind of a procedure instead? But they refused. Just like Abraham refused. That it would be a son through Sarah. No, Hagar will work. You see, fleshly policies to obtain spiritual ends never truly get there. So, Isaac knows what he's doing is wrong. And I want to remind us all of Hebrews 11, I think it's verse 20, it may be 22, it's one or the other. It may be here in my notes somewhere. The writer there tells us, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Okay, so we need to figure out what the act of faith is here. Because we have it on divine, irrefutable authority that it was by faith that Jacob blessed them. How is that? How does that work? Well, let's run through the narrative quickly and see what we can find out. First of all, Isaac knows what he's doing is wrong. And so, he calls Esau to him privately. Let's keep this between you and me. You go out into the field, find me venison, make it for me. Such meat that I love. Of course, it tells you where his heart is, right? And then, here's what we'll do. I'll bless you before I die. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. It turns out Isaac lives quite a little bit longer. But he doesn't know that. He knows, however, that the blessing that he bequeaths to one of his sons is the blessing of the covenant. And he knows that God has chosen Jacob. And so he has developed a policy that he might bless Esau with the blessing of the covenant. He has already given him that special coat. You remember the coat that Joseph had, right? The coat of many colors. Really, it was the coat of the primogeniture, that he was the covenant heir. Okay, Esau had one of those also. This was his goodly raiment that is mentioned in this passage. So he's got the special coat that Isaac has already given him. He's already despised his birthright, and I hope you noticed in Esau's lament here that he never said that he despised the birthright. He never said that. He said, Jacob swindled me out of it. He didn't say that he despised it. And so he's at odds with the divine commentator, with Moses. Okay, so you go out in the field, you get me some venison, you come back, and I'll give you the covenant blessing before I die. Rebecca overhears it. And so Rebecca is faced with this dilemma. Dilemma. Not only does she love Jacob, she favors Jacob while Esau is favored by Isaac. Not only that, but she was the one who received that prophecy from the Lord that the elder shall serve the younger. All of her hopes are built upon Jacob, and rightly so. And so she calls him near as soon as Esau leaves and says, you know what I heard? I heard that your father's fixing to bless Esau with the covenant blessing. That can't happen. Let's devise something here. Not let's go remonstrate with him. Not let's go open it up. Not let's go have a discussion. Mm-mm. Let's devise some kind of device. And so they do. And so, yeah, there is the ruse of going to kill two of the tender little kids, two of those little teeny ones that are just so tender and sweet in their meat, and she'll make those up savory just like Isaac loves, and then they'll prepare that, and then they'll dress up Jacob. First of all, what they'll do is they'll put on the covenant coat that Esau wore, and then they'll put some hair on his hands and on his neck so that if he draws near to Isaac, Isaac will be able to feel that hair and think that it is Esau, or at least be sufficiently convinced. And so they do all of that. They put it all together, and Jacob comes in, and then in three different particulars where Isaac says, "Who are you?" He says, "Well, I'm Esau." "Art thou Esau, my very son?" "Yes, I'm Esau." And so he lies directly to his father. And then he says, "Come near and kiss me, my son." And he draws near and he smells that covenant coat that's spent so many days out in the field hunting. And he says, "Oh, the smell of my son is as the smell of a well-watered field." And that incites him to the blessing. And he goes on and he gives Jacob all of the covenant blessing. And it is a prophetic covenant blessing. So then Jacob goes out, probably pretty proud of himself for pulling it off. And then, so far, Isaac has not acted in faith, has he? He's acted in rebellion. But now watch this. Esau comes in, and he says, "Arise, my father, eat of thy son's venison." And Isaac says, "Who are you?" "I am Esau, thy firstborn." And it says, Isaac trembled with a very great trembling. That's how the King James translates that. Trembling, he trembled exceedingly, is how the original has it. Trembling, he trembled exceedingly. You know what happened? Isaac had developed a way. He was going to thwart the prophecy. He was going to work in a way that pleased him rather than to please God. He was going to give his blessing to Esau. "I don't care what the prophecy said. I'm going to do what I want to do here. I'm, after all, the patriarch of this family." And so he goes forward and blesses who he thinks is Esau. He finds out that it's Jacob. And he trembles with an exceeding great trembling, knowing that he cannot thwart the will of God. He cannot put one over on God. And so he trembles. He knows that God knows. He knows that he has been found out. And so he says, "Thy brother," now listen to this, "thy brother came in and received the blessing, and yes, he shall be blessed." Do you hear? Do you hear the repentance? Do you hear the repentance in Isaac's voice? "He shall be blessed. Oh, I had thought to steal it from him. I had thought to give it to my favorite, but no. No, I cannot. He shall be blessed." And it is that the writer in Hebrews 11 speaks of when he says that he blessed Esau and Jacob by faith concerning things to come. Isaac has been found out. His procedure has been blown apart. Not by the machinations of Rebekah and Jacob, but by God Himself. And so we have then Isaac giving up and saying, "He shall be blessed." Yes, he shall. We do not, in this procedure, commend Jacob. We do not commend Rebekah, and we do not commend Isaac, and we certainly do not commend Esau. We commend God. Because in the little teeny schemes and plans of men, in what they thought they were doing would be to rebel against him, Isaac in giving the blessing to the son that was not prophesied upon, and in Rebekah and Jacob scheming and plotting and thinking they could thwart the will of their father by illicit means, or of his father by illicit means. God works his exact plan that he had from the foundation of the world prophesied, that it would be indeed Isaac blessing Jacob. And Jacob, for his part then, must leave town because of the anger of his brother. Rebekah, she's left face to face with Esau and the daughters of the sons of Heth, Hittite. Those are the two daughters that we talked about in the last chapter. And Isaac, he repents. He repents. He recognizes that it is pointless to fight against God. There is so much more to be said about the passage, but we'll have to end here. Let's stand and continue praising God.